where are you guys at today?
We are in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, my. What are you
doing? The sun does not go down here.
Say what?
The sun doesn't ever go down.
Really?
It's freaking weird, man, but I guess it's kind of cool.
Is your, like, body, like, not liking it with sleep and all that good stuff?
No, I slept fine. It's okay.
Well, that's good, at least. Are you up there playing a show, then?
Yeah, I'll play a show tonight.
All right. So, I was reading the press release, and it's been about almost 2 years since your last album. So have you guys started working it all on a new one?
Yeah, we're doing a new record right now.
Oh, well, you are. Are you recording or are you writing?
Yeah, we're like three-quarters of the way through with the new record.
With writing it or recording it?
No, it's already written.
Oh, really? So you're recording
it
right now?
Yeah, we kind of get some songs down, and then while we're doing the record, we write more, and sometimes, or some, you know, more often than not, like, more songs pop up, you know, just writing anyway.
I read, though, that you didn't like, in your second record, had to write a whole lot of songs while you were recording, and that you didn't like that, so you guys sort of changed your mind?
It's cool, we've always done that. I just, the last record was like, you know, it was just weird. It was a weird record. It's semi-okay, but I don't know. It was a good record, man. There's a lot of weird stuff that happened during that record. There's a lot of co-writes and stuff. Some people were brought in that probably shouldn't have been brought in, but they were brought in, you know, and it was kind of a weird situation for me.
So,
I had to just get it all myself with the band and stuff, but, you know.
So is this new record with all just you guys, no co-writes?
Yeah, it's basically just the whole entire band. It's just, you know, that's it, pretty much. Which is good. You keep the puddle of mud in the zone, you know. Thank God.
And so how do you think the sound has evolved then? And what makes it set apart from the last one?
Definitely a lot edgier this time. We're not shooting for, like, super, like, I don't know. We really don't, like, you know, ever switch up, you know, like, the style. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, that's how we roll. I try to keep everything as punk rock and as rocking, you know, as possible. You know, I'm not looking to get, like, any type of top 40 type AC, whatever AC play, but we still get those kind of songs that get on the record. But, you know, I don't know, man. You know, it's just a record. We love doing our music and everything is feeling pretty damn good to me. So I ain't tripping.
And does this new record have a name yet?
Yeah, it's called Jacket on the Rack.
Jacket on the Rack?
Yeah.
Okay. And where did that come from, that title?
Me and my guitar player were getting hammered at the bar, and some chick was talking about, like, not getting pregnant, and her boyfriend got her pregnant. And then my guitar player was like, doesn't you know how to, like, pull out and jacket on the rack?
Oh, my goodness. that is a comment that usually is only said when alcohol is involved, I would imagine. But,
jacket on the rack.
Yeah. And...
or the booty.
Are you playing any of those new songs out live as you're touring around?
Not yet, but they'll be coming out.
Any idea when?
Once the record is completely done, we'll start rocking them. But there's just too many cell cameras around and stuff like that these days, so we're trying to hold back as much as we can.
Right.
So we want to play them, but you know, we feel bad for the fans, man, because the internet just, you know, skanking everything out now.
Now, I talked to a lot of bands who are sort of up and coming, and they'd like to kind of road test their songs. So is that something that you used to do that you just can't do anymore, like you said, because of the internet and things getting out?
We'll do it, but, you know, it's just not the right time right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got a problem rocking the new jams, but, you know, got to hold back for a little while longer until the record's, like, almost complete, and then... we'll keep playing shows and going on tour, and then we'll just, you know, we'll bust it out. We'll bust it out then.
So, I I read that when it came time between your second and third albums, you had more time to sort of live and get some more sort of material, really, for writing the songs. Do you feel like you've had a significant enough time and enough experiences to where, you know, the content of these songs are what you're, where you'd like them to be?
What is it?
I read that you, for your, between your, before your second album, you didn't really have enough time to get enough experiences to write about, but you did for your third. So do you feel like you've had enough life experiences now that you're doing your fourth?
Yeah, that was kind of a weird statement, but
sorry.
I don't know where that came from. We have plenty of music all the time. The famous record was written like years and years and years ago, but then there's minute changes that had to happen, I guess, had to happen. In my opinion, didn't really need to happen, but they did happen. Sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen type stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know? I don't like it sometimes, but, you know, I guess we deal with it. And we got to work with a lot of cool people. And some of it was right, some of it was wrong, yeah.
Do you think for this new record, do you think it has the potential to reach the heights that Come Clean did?
I hope so. I mean, you know, it's gonna be a real tricky situation since the, you know, people got, you know, can go down to the store and buy like, you know, empty CDs and go home and just burn copies off of their friends all day, you know, with a push of a button. So I guess it's you know, I guess we'll see what happens, you know.
How has, you know, the evolution of the digital age, since you guys first had commercial success, how has that, you know, changed your career and the way you do music?
It doesn't change the way we do music. It, you know, really just changes the sales of the records, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all it is, man. I mean, people can, you know, back in the day, I mean, you know, people were like dubbing like cassette tapes and, you know, but now it's like, you know, it's a lot easier to do. It's way quicker. It only takes a couple seconds. So you gotta deal with that. And fortunately, we get to tour and get to play in front of our fans. Eventually, everybody will get to the music, you know, somehow or another. Hopefully, everybody's like cool, goes out and buys at least one record, and for themselves or two or whatever the heck they want to do. I mean, I guess if you're like a real true fan of Puddle of Mud, you would go out there to the store, whatever you got to do online, buy the record, at least one of them, you know, or whatever you want to do, just be a cool fan and don't steal it. I mean, stealing's kind of a pathetic, you know, I think anybody that steals anything is kind of a joke. I don't steal anything from anybody. I've never been on the internet, I've never stole a record in my life, so I don't know. I guess if people want to be chumps and steal records, go ahead, but you want to be like a real cool person, you know, go out and buy it. Because we spend a lot of time working on it in the studio, you know. We're not just, the songs just don't arrive from God. I mean, well, they kind of do arrive from God. But anyway, it's like, we have to really work to like, you know, we have to actually do the work in the studio to make the music happen. And if people dig it and they want to listen to it, they should at least buy it, you know. But, you know, I don't know, man. I can't guide people's lives, but, you know, all I got to say is if you're a cool fan, just at least buy a couple of records, man. And, you know, other than that, do whatever you want to do, but be cool at least.
Do you think, like, with the development of iTunes where people can buy, like, the single for $1, like, do you think that has sort of changed things, too? Do you think people aren't necessarily always stealing, but sometimes they're only picking and choosing the songs that they hear on the radio?
Of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And
I think there's that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any ideas?
By the way, I'm not mad about it, by the way. But I just think if you want to be kind of cool, you know, don't go jacking records all day long. I never could walk in a store and steal records when I was a kid growing up, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I would have been in jail.
Yeah, that is true. And, do you have any idea when the new album might be finished and out, or is it too soon to tell?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be, we're going to be rolling that out probably around August, September. Was it September?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be probably late September, maybe early, whatever is after September, January or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or October.
Yeah.
What's after September?
October.
We've been on the road way too long, man.
How long have you been on the road?
For like, you know, 6 years, 7 years straight.
How do you find time to record then?
We just bounce back and forth, you know, between the studio and the road.
All right. And what is...
Fortunately, technology you can record, like, in your bus now, which is kind of cool.
Have you done that, some of that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And just for folks who haven't seen you live or if it's been a while, what's your live show like?
It's rad, man. We got Paul Phillips, our original guitar player, back in the band. Me and Doug Rotito and Ryan Yurden are all just pumping it up. We get up there and rock it out. We play all the hit songs and have a good time. Throw a couple of interludes of, a couple of different like jams by some other artists in between. Make like little medleys and stuff. And basically, we just have a really good time. And until we get back out on tour, we're gonna start bringing some pyro and all kinds of weird little interesting production type things back into the set. So we're just looking to have a really good time, and it's really kind of cool. We just it's kind of a family. It's kind of a family affair, you know. Everybody can come down, and you know the aunts, the uncles can bring their kids, the moms and the dads, and even the grandmas and the grandpas can come down, hang out. Sit in the lawn chairs, hang out. It's just a big, cool family-oriented type show, you know. We're not up there, like, saying the F-bomb all day long. And we're not, not trying to make everybody, beat the crap out of each other. Just come have a good time, and that's our whole shtick right now, you know.
Speaking of having sort of a wide audience, what is it like to have your songs being played on, two completely different TV shows from, WWE to the, soap operas with The Young and the Restless? Do you ever think that those two combinations would have your music on them?
No, I did not.
What was it like? Because, you said your next album is kind of edgier. What did you guys think when, The Young and the Restless wanted you guys on?
It was interesting, to say the least. All the actors and the producers of the show and the writers were all really nice. I never thought in a million years that would happen, but it did. It has happened. And, it was another experience in my life that, I think was kind of interesting.
All right. Anything else? Anything else I'm not asking about?
What's up?
Anything else I'm not asking about?
No, I'm sorry. I just got out of the shower, so I was just kind of doing my whole thing, so I didn't mean to be evasive or anything.
Oh, no, it's fine. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Where are you at right now?
Oh, I am in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, cool. Are we coming up there, right?
Yes. You actually Rock Island, but it's, the town just across the river, so.
Well, that's cool. We can't wait to get up there and hang out with everybody up there. And like I said, everybody just bring your whole family down, man. It's going to be a good time. Play some rock and roll music, and everybody will have just have a wonderful time with their families just listening to some music,
All right. Well, thanks so much, and good luck getting to sleep with that sunshine all night.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.